Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Mom, Happy Home podcast, where we believe that when moms are healthy, the entire home thrives. I'm Jenna, your host, functional nutritional therapy practitioner and fellow mom on a mission to inspire, empower, and uplift you on your wellness journey. Today, we're tackling a topic that resonates with so many of us, especially this time of year, healthy family meal planning on a busy schedule. As a busy mom myself, believe me, I completely understand the struggle. And as parents, you know, we often find ourselves juggling work and school. Oh my goodness, all of the extracurricular activities. And there are so many. And it really just like, it feels like a never ending to-do list. So in the midst of all of this chaos, it's really easy for lots of things to fall by the wayside, but it's really easy for our family's nutrition to take a back seat. But it doesn't have to be this way. And I'm going to share with you how to do this a little bit easier. And like I said, I definitely understand the challenges, especially like shuttling kids around from activity to activity. I feel like, you know, my kids being 10, almost 12 and 14, that's like all I do these days. I always joke about how their social life is more robust than mine. And it's true. It is these days. But especially this time of year, just like coming off of the busy summer schedule, which really isn't a schedule at all. It's kind of a free for all. Fall is just busy and it feels so busy. So in this episode, we're going to dive into the art of meal planning, which really can be a game changer in maintaining a balanced diet, even when life gets crazy. So why is meal planning crucial for busy families? There was a time that I used to not meal plan. I would go to the store after work. This was really before kids. Go to the store after work and just kind of like, oh, see what looked good. You know, I feel like chicken tonight. I feel like broccoli tonight. And I would just buy the food for that night at the store. And then after having kids, I was like, I can't really wing it anymore. This isn't working. So it's not really just about saving time and money, though you absolutely will. It's also about ensuring that we nourish our bodies and foster healthy eating habits, even when we're swamped with responsibilities. And I guess if I think about it, the more responsibilities I had that were coming my way, that I just couldn't not meal plan. I had to at least have some sort of a plan in mind of what we were going to eat throughout the week because I just didn't have time to run to the store anymore. So one of the major advantages of meal planning is that it reduces stress. It takes away that daily decision making about what to cook, and especially as busy moms, the decision fatigue is real. Even if it's like, what can I have for snack? Can I watch a show? Can I stay up late? Can I hang out with a friend? Like all of these different things that the kids want to do, you get kind of decisioned out. Like that's a thing. And so just having one less thing to think about. You have your meal planned. You know that you don't have to think about what to cook that night. I even actually meal plan my breakfast, snacks, lunches, and dinner because I'm a little crazy about that. But that just helps me out a lot. You don't have to do all of that. Even just meal planning breakfast could be beneficial, or meal planning dinners could be beneficial. Whatever is going to work for you, that's just what works for me. And it's especially helpful during those hectic evenings when everyone is just hungry and tired and you're running from place to place. So having a menu planned out helps us out in both the short term and the long run because it reduces our mental load. It's a lot to juggle who's eating what and when and where, especially if it's last minute. And this is where taking some intentional time and being prepared really helps our own stress levels and mental state so that we can show up as our healthiest self for our families. And also helps to make sure that we're not stopping through the drive-through multiple times a week because we ran out of time to cook dinner, don't know what to cook for dinner, or don't even have the ingredients that we need to make the dinner. And you have all these hungry people around you that are ready to eat. So how can we make meal planning work for us? So the first step is really just to designate specific planning days. So whatever that looks like for you, my planning days are over the weekends so that, you know, I have a lot more time on the weekends. Those are times where I can prep meats or vegetables for the week if I need to, but also where I just have more time to cook and where I have more, or I'm sorry, more time to shop and where I also have more time to plan. So I plan on the weekends. That way during the week, I don't even have to think about it because my weeks are pretty busy and I'm sure yours are too. So dedicate some time, maybe on the weekends, just sit down, create a plan. And I know it's another thing on the to-do list, but this thing, this meal planning thing, frees our minds and lightens our load. So if you have everything you need to make the meal, you are way more likely to prep, cook, and eat what you've planned because you've already purchased it. You've already spent the money on it. You've already spent the mental energy on planning it. And you have the food literally right there in your fridge or in your pantry. You're like way more likely to actually cook it. And then you are to just like, we're just going to do fast food or just get pizza because that's easier. You don't want that food to go to waste. Nobody wants that during these times. Food's expensive right now. So it's those times that we aren't prepared that we need the convenience of the fast food, of the pizza, of, you know, whatever is easy. And so it's also important to be realistic with your meal planning. So when I meal plan, I've got my calendar open so that I can see what's going on each day and I plan accordingly. It's not realistic to make a meal plan that's going to take an hour or to make a meal that's going to take an hour when I have to get multiple kids to practices or events or games. Those are the days where I keep things really simple. I even check the weather. And if it's going to be hot, not a good day to cook soup. So I really get like I definitely nerd out on meal planning. You don't have to do it quite that extensively. But I just at this point, I've been doing it now for, 13 years. And it's just I've gotten to the point where I check the weather when I meal plan. So another time saving technique is batch cooking. So preparing larger quantities of certain meals and freezing them for future use can really be a lifesaver on those days when you have no time to cook from scratch. So I'll often batch cook meat and find new ways to season it so that we don't get bored. I'll roast a ton of vegetables, even prep salads, and it really just makes throwing together a quick meal so much easier. You can also batch cook breakfast for crazy mornings too, high protein muffins, pork or turkey sausage patties, egg muffins, or you can even sometimes I'll pre-make smoothie packs, which sounds a little wasteful, but if you're really in a pinch for time, you know, just pre-make all of your smoothie packs. You can put it in a Ziploc baggie or you can put it in one of those stasher bags, those silicone bags, but throw in your fruit and your vegetables that you're going to put in, and then really you're just adding the liquid in, and that's really easy. All you have to do is just dump it in the blender. So let's talk a little bit about building a balanced meal plan. So a balanced meal plan is going to include protein, healthy fats, and carbohydrates. It'll be full of vegetables. It's really just making sure that you're getting enough nutrients to keep your body feeling healthy, to feel energized, and then also satisfied too. And don't forget variety. So including a range of foods and flavors in your meal plan helps keep things interested and ensures that your family gets the broadest spectrum of nutrients available. So as far as quantities go, a good rule of thumb, my general rule of thumb is to build your meal around the protein. So like 4 to 6 ounces of protein, get lots of fiber in the form of veggies, leafy greens, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and then make sure that you have some healthy fats in there too. You have your olive oil that's great for drizzling on salads. Avocados are a great healthy fat to add in. Cooking in avocado oil is also great. Grass-fed butter. The fat helps to keep you full, and it's also necessary for healthy hormones and cells. And we all want healthy hormones and healthy cells because every single part of our body is actually made out of cells. So you definitely want healthy cells. Also, I recommend eating seasonally. It can be really helpful in making sure, like I talked about earlier, that you're just getting the widest array of nutrients. And also, you know, if you're eating the same thing every day, so if you're eating broccoli, you know, September through August, it's going to get really boring. So changing it up with the seasons is going to, again, kind of ensure that we get the widest array of nutrients, but also just keep us from getting bored with the food because it can get a little boring. And we want our families to be excited to eat. We want to be excited. Well, at least I want to be excited to eat good food. So I usually change it up, and you can get online and you can look up seasonally what's going on in your area. I know for me in the Pacific Northwest, we're kind of just entering apple season and pear season, and leafy greens are in season. We're still getting tomatoes. So a lot of those are also around. We're still getting cucumbers, things like that. So building my meal around that tends to help. And it also helps with meal planning when I think about it seasonally, because it kind of narrows down what my possibilities are, instead of just thinking like, well, we could eat anything this week. It's like, well, okay, it's fall, so we're going to start eating squashes and maybe some more soups and like casserole type dishes. It makes it a little easier for me to kind of narrow it down when it comes to meal planning. So I'm making this all sound really easy. At least maybe it's overwhelming to you, but there are some challenges too. So I want to talk about overcoming some of the common challenges and getting healthy meals on the table. And you might be thinking like, all right, Jenna, I just do not have the time to cook elaborate meals, but you don't have to. You can make nutritious and quick meals with just a little bit of planning and preparation. There are meal plans online that you can check out. I actually have seasonal meal plans for sale on my website. You can check that out at jennahuff.com. Because meal planning really just takes that stress away from, oh, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Or I don't have those ingredients. One thing that we actually started doing, so this year we're homeschooling our kids, and part of our curriculum is one kid is going to cook a meal for the family one day a week. So they're helping with meals a lot more now too, which is really nice. That takes the load off of me for sure. So once a week, I have one kid plan. They go shopping with me, and then they cook the dinner for the family, and they do everything on their own. It's great for them because they're learning a lot. They're learning how to build a healthy meal, but then it also helps me too. So the other day I was like, I just had time. My 10-year-old was cooking dinner. And I was like, I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm going to go clean the toilets. So, which, you know, that was kind of glorious to like have a free 30 minutes where I could get my bathrooms clean. So it was a win-win. She was learning to cook and I got to clean the toilets. So it's pretty exciting stuff over here. So it's essential too that you involve your kids somehow in the meal planning process. They may not have to cook an entire meal, but even just asking them like, hey, what do you guys want for dinner this week? Is there anything that you're really wanting to try? Or are there any new fruits or vegetables or meats that you're wanting to try? Just anything new, you know, different genres of food. It's just, you can teach them about nutrition through that, but it also kind of gives them a sense of ownership over what they eat too. And I know that it isn't always rainbows and unicorns when trying to get your kids involved. There can definitely be some pushback, especially if you're starting this later in their lives rather than sooner in your child raising days, but you can do it. And honestly, start slowly. Like, you don't have to completely overhaul your family's diet in a day. You can start slowly. So if your kids are, you know, eating mac and cheese for dinner every night, which I'm sure they're not doing that every night, but if they're eating mac and cheese, what healthy foods can you add to it? Can you add broccoli to it? Can you add nutritional yeast, which is actually really healthy? Can you add some of that to the cheese batter? They will never even know if you add that, by the way. Can you add a protein on the side? Can you, you know, what can you add to what they already like? And just slowly, slowly make changes, or maybe change one meal. So change the breakfast and just slowly start working your way up to snowballing to eventually, you know, hopefully you can overhaul the entire diet if that's your goal. But you don't have to do it all at once. You really can go as slowly as you want and just change one little thing at a time. And sometimes that one little thing is just getting the kids involved. So if you have picky eaters, many parents do, many of us do. I have a pickier kid. She's not super picky, but definitely a little bit picky. And again, involving her in the meal planning is really, really helpful. So I often will ask her for input. Hey, what do you want to eat for the week or during the week? And you might be surprised at how much more willing they are to try new foods when they have a say in the matter. And remember that it's okay it is okay if they don't love every meal as long as they're getting a variety of nutrients overall. So one of the things that I like to do too, if, you know, if we're having, one of my kids doesn't really like soup. So, or she likes her soup separated. I don't know if that makes sense, but so I will take out a little bit of the broth for her and then just serve her the chicken and the veggies on the side. So I'll even like take them all out and then she'll eat the whole meal. So if there's a way that you can kind of easily modify without it, you know, completely being an overhaul of the dinner or cooking them something new, if there's an easy way to modify it, that can really help too. Just to make sure that they're getting all the nutrients that they need. You know, if for a while there, we had one kid that couldn't have dairy. And so I would make the same meal, but just leave the cheese out in one. And the kid that couldn't eat dairy would just eat the dairy-free one. But still, she was eating the same things we were eating. And I wasn't having to cook two meals because I will not do that. But just, you know, easily modifying things. And then, so that's kind of how I would get over the picky eating struggle. Letting them have input on the meals, getting them involved is really helpful. And then not stressing and not feeling like you need to overhaul your entire family's diet. Little changes, just kind of wean them into it. So if your struggle is time, really focusing on quick and easy meals. So like one pot dishes are great. So soups or sheet pan dinners are really helpful, not only just because they all cook, it cooks fast, but also it makes cleanup a lot easier too. Stir fries can be really, really fast. Slow cooker recipes, awesome. These all require minimal preparation and can often be ready in under 30 minutes. And remember that it's perfectly acceptable to have some nights designated as leftover nights or even breakfast for dinner. That tends to be a little bit easier too, just to give yourself a break from cooking. Or, you know, if you're looking ahead and you're looking at your calendar, plan those crazy busy nights as those are the leftover nights. Another challenge can be just budget concerns because the cost of food has skyrocketed in the last couple of years. And budget concerns can make meal planning seem impossible, but it actually can help a lot. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Consider planning your meals around affordable ingredients like beans or lentils or rice, seasonal produce. Buy in bulk when it's possible to save money in the long run. Also, you know, looking for sales and discounts when you see them. Another thing too that I love to do is to buy my meat in bulk and locally. So I get grass-fed beef for around $4 a pound. So that's everything from like ground beef to filet mignon. $4 a pound is amazing. In the past, we've butchered our own chickens too, and haven't done that recently, but I would love to start doing that again. Just doing what you can to you support your local farmers, but also it just saves so much money to do that too. So if you can, you know, look on Craigslist or ask around and see if you know anybody that has some meat in bulk that you can buy. We also raise our own pigs too. And so that helps. We generally raising our own, we end up not having to pay for our pork for the year, which is fantastic. So look around, check into local farms. Community share farms can be great too. So CSAs, you can get really good prices there as well. So just look around and really be intentional about that. And then another challenge is just a lack of inspiration. And I kind of touched on that a little bit above, but it can definitely be a stumbling block. It's easy to get stuck in a meal planning rut, preparing the same meals week after week. So one way to combat this is to just explore new cooking styles, new cuisines, experiment with different spices and herbs, or try a new cooking technique. So you can find inspiration at like food blogs, put it out on Facebook, like, what are you guys making for dinner, and get some new inspiration that way. Another thing is like we do Taco Tuesdays, which sounds like that could get boring, you know, tacos every Tuesday, but I will change up the tacos, or sometimes I just make it like Mexican food Tuesdays, really. But like I'll do chicken tacos 1 week and then beef tacos 1 week and then fajitas another week and maybe like tostadas. So I really change things up quite a bit, but it makes meal planning easier because I don't have to think about Tuesdays. I know exactly what we're having on Tuesdays. Oftentimes on Mondays or on Wednesdays, we'll do like Waffle Wednesday, and I make like a high protein waffle, and I make sure we've got some meat on the side and some really good fruit on the side too. So doing things like that, having themed meal days can make it a little bit healthier or easier too. And really just remember that meal planning, it's a skill. So it's going to be challenging at first if you've never done this before. But it can be learned and it can be strengthened, and adapted to your family's unique circumstances. So don't be discouraged by these challenges. Instead, just see them as opportunities to become a more resourceful and creative meal planner. And then, you know, lastly, consistency is key. Life can be unpredictable for sure, but really just staying consistent makes this so much easier too. And once you start consistently meal planning, you're going to notice that mental load starts to lessen quite a bit. And gosh, that in and of itself is well worth it. So if you do need some inspiration, like I said, I have the meal plans on my site for every season. I have some resources on my blog as well. And feel free to reach out. You can find me on Instagram at JennaHathNTP. But yeah, so there you have it. You've got your guide to healthy family meal planning on a busy schedule. And remember that meal planning isn't about perfection. It's about making intentional choices that support your family's well-being. So I encourage you to start implementing some of these strategies today. Your family's health and happiness are well worth the effort. So share your meal planning successes and challenges with us. I'd love to know how things are going for you. You can share that on Facebook. Again, I'm Jenna Heff NTP in Facebook or Instagram. So thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Mom Happy Home Podcast. Stay tuned for more valuable insights on living a healthy and balanced life. Until next time, take care and eat well.